Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, Ashe, Islam, respect, Hotep, Namaste, Ubuntu, respect, light, Rahubet, Onichiwa, Arigato, Aloha. Whatever the greeting is in your respective language, I am your brother Crumb, reporting in for another installation. This time I am on a Blog Talk Network, and I've been granted the gracious opportunity to be up here with some good people who have looked out for me. This is Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your brother Crumb for another installation of Enhancing Awareness Radio. Everybody who is out there in the blog land and YouTube world and Facebook land and all throughout the world, under the sound of my voice, thank you for listening. This time we're going to talk about we are the reptilians. We are the reptilians. So I wanted to say that there are a lot of people out there who are spooked, and there's a lot of mysticism around reptilians. And I know what you're thinking, and I know where that comes from, and I want to kind of set the record straight. So with that said, I want to give you a plethora of reasons, a plethora of reasons why we are the reptilians. So, you know, because there are so many places to start, I'm just going to, you know, go anywhere with this. So now I first wanted to talk about eggs. You say, Crumb, we not the reptilians. Well, matter of fact, I'm sorry. Eggs. We are not the reptilians because reptiles are born via eggs. Well, let's start there. Now, the opposite of the menstrual cycle, or in tangent with the menstrual cycle, is the ovulation cycle, when a woman ovulates with her reptilian ass, she's going to release an egg. Following me, family. Are you following me out there in blog world? Somebody walk with me. During ovulation, she releases an egg from her ovaries. Now, once a sperm cell goes inside the egg, this egg grows. And as the egg grows, you're going to see something, because we are the reptilians, and just like a reptile is born from an egg, we are born from an egg. And I really wish I had some visual up here, but I need you to close your eyes or Google or whatever you can do to follow me. If you look at a snake egg, turtle egg, lizard egg, or even a chicken egg, that's probably the most familiar egg that the family's going to be in tune with. You're going to see a embryo, a fetus, if you will, and it's going to be shaped kind of like a kidney bean. And from outside of the middle of this fetus, or this embryo, the zygote, whatever you want to call it, outside of this kidney bean is going to be extending a yolk sac. So inside your mama uterus, when she's carrying you through the gestation process, you're going to see where that amniotic fluid, that amniotic sac, and you know, the amniotic sac is an egg inside your mama. You got a yolk sac and everything, just like a reptile. So now some babies, let's say the mama had to have a C-section,
Some doctors are so nice, they cut the mama open and pull the whole damn egg out. Now, keep in mind, the egg never got hard. It's slightly transparent. You can see the baby inside the egg. We, the reptilians, family, we are the reptilians. So now, let's talk about shedding skin. Family, we know reptiles shed their skin. Check. Well, if we look at the Egyptian pantheon of gods, we're going to see a snake god, and his name is Apep. Now, Apep was the ancient Egyptian deity who embodied chaos and was thus the opponent of light and Ma'at. And he appears as a giant serpent on the walls of Egypt. And I know you're going, Crump, I told you, reptiles are bad. I know who you're talking about. I know who Apep is. And Apep, the Egyptians were killing Apep. Follow me, family. Follow me. If you're out there in blind land, I'm going to need you to walk with me just a little bit, family. I'm going to need you to walk with me. So now when we're dealing with Apep, this is where we get the word apoptosis. That is a medical term, apoptosis. It means programmed cell death. Your cells are programmed to die at a certain point every single day. This is the equivalent. Now, why is apoptosis, when your cells die, named after Apep, the Egyptian deity? Because when we see snakes, we're seeing them shed skin. And from the shedding of the skin, new skin cells are born. So in this, we are shedding our skin, just like Apep has to die. The cells are programmed to die. Now, when we're dealing with apoptosis, the opposite of apoptosis is necrosis. So now, it's time for you to shed your skin with your reptilian ass. It's time for you to shed your skin. That's apoptosis. But let's say you get stabbed in the side. That's necrosis, where cells just die before their time, prematurely. That's necrosis. Apoptosis is when you die right on time. You're going to see apoptosis in humans and in amphibians, because when we're dealing with reptiles, we're going to deal with amphibians as well, loosely. So now, when we're dealing with the amphibians, you're going to see frogs. Now, we know frogs go through a process called metamorphosis. Yeah, they go through a metamorphosis, but there's a change in them. They start off as tadpoles. Now, if you see a tadpole has a tail. I believe in taxonomy this is called a flagella. I may be wrong on that, so bear with me, family. It's called a flagella, but if somebody knows that I'm inaccurate, keep me honest. Bear with me. So now, when you, with your reptilian ass, is in your mama uterus going through a 9-month process of gestation, you develop a nub. Two arms, two legs. But you don't have fingers yet. You don't have digits. You just have a nub, and you can say, oh, I can see that's going to be his right arm. And there's a ball on the end of that nub. You're like, okay, well, eventually that ball is going to turn to fingers. And this is equivalent to the tadpole. Because the tadpole is going to have a flagella or a tail on the end, and it's eventually going to disappear. So now, when the tadpole loses its tail, this is apoptosis. sidebar really quick. When I first did this, I did this on my Facebook page, and my name on Facebook is Crumb. I've already got 5 years since Facebook changed its way and only have 5,000 friends. I've already reached my max on 5,000 friends. You cannot friend me, but you can follow me. So on my Facebook page, I did, we only got 2 years, part one, and a sister, because I did a four-part series. And I was talking to her sister, and her sister said, Crumb, yeah, I feel you on, man. We are reptilians. They're so cute and everything like that. But, you know, when you're dealing with snakes, snakes slither. We don't slither. I said, okay, sis, since you want to debate me on this, with your reptilian ass, if you look at a taboo and you look at a sperm cell, they oddly resemble each other. Now, when you were a tadpole, a sperm cell, your reptilian ass slithered up your mama vagina. Are you following me out there in blog land? Is anybody in blog land following me right now with your reptilian ass? You was a tadpole, a sperm cell, you slithered up your mama vagina. Is that reptilian enough for you with your slithering ass? With your sidewinding ass? So now we got the tadpole, and the tadpole loses its tail. This is called apoptosis. We're like, all right, that's a tadpole. That's all fine and dandy, but what's that got to do with us? How does that make us reptilian? Because when you were a zygote, or a fetus, or an embryo, or whatever stage you were at within the 9 month gestation period, you had a nub on the end of your arm, and it looked like a ball. I'm trying to think of something small. A ping pong ball. Probably smaller, but, you know, you get the idea. So now, this ball starts to lose cells. And as these cells, you know, because keep in mind, if you don't lose these cells, you're going to be born with webbed hands. Now, your hands, right now, they're already webbed. They're already webbed with your reptilian ass. But through the process of apoptosis, they aren't as drastically webbed as they were when your ass was in that egg. When you were in the egg, you had more pronounced webbed digits. Looking like a goddamn gecko. But through apoptosis, you were able to lose those webs to a certain degree. So let me go away from apoptosis really quickly and shedding of the skin. Let me go past you being in that egg. Have you ever heard? I'm sorry. You'd be like, no, Crumb. White people, they are the reptilians. You know why white people not reptilians, family? Now, with all due respect, they're not white people. They're Tamahoo. They're cave beasts. Palestinian nation. Troglodyte nigger. It's not a racist term either, family. Go look it up. Troglodyte nigger is a monkey indigenous to the Caucasus Mountains. Don't play with me up here. I'm not playing with y'all. This ain't racism, family. We got to be right and exact. I don't care what you learn in Negro elementary. I don't care what you learn in indoctrination high school. Or White Supremacy University. I'm going to need you to look past that Christopher Columbus discovered America narrative, okay? Are you following me out there in blog land? Walk with me real quick, family. So now when we're dealing with the Tamahu, or the so-called white man, every single year, no matter how cold it gets, I don't care if it's snow on the ground. You're going to see one of them out there. Sandals on. Short sleeves on. no shirt, and then your ass, because you reptilian, you know reptiles like the warm weather, your ass out there freezing your tail off. So now, what am I saying? Reptilians are cold-blooded. The so-called white man is hot-blooded. That's why he's out there. He's well adapted for cold nature. You're not going to find no crocodile in Antarctica. You're not going to find no gecko in the Caucasus Mountains. You're not going to find no lizard in a cold climate. Reptilians like warm tropical weather with your tropical ass. Okay, family? If we look at Fergon is an iron supplement company. Fergon's a dope dealer. Fergon is a dope dealer. They sell drugs, and the drug they sell is synthesized iron. It's called Fergon. So Fergon did a report, and Fergon said comparing racial and ethnic groups, because they got to figure out who they're going to sell to. Fergon said it can be a very interesting study how anemia affects the various racial and ethnic groups around the world differently. To begin, certain types of anemia run in families, such as sickle cell anemia and thalassemia. Thalassemia. You know, pardon me, family. I didn't get my PhD. All right. So shoot me. Anyway, in research involving women, it has been found that African American and Hispanic women are more likely to have anemia than Caucasian women. A study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that the prevalence of anemia in Caucasians is approximately 3.3%, while the prevalence among African Americans is 24.4%. And only, you know, because we said Hispanics, and only 8.7% among Hispanics. Well, here, let me help you out, family. Let me help you out, family. Number one, ain't no such thing as anemia. Surprise! Well, Chrome, if ain't no such thing as anemia, then what the fuck is you reading right now? Let me help you out with your reptilian ass. Let me help you out there in bad land. So now, did you know gorillas in Africa have anemia? But nor do they have diabetes. But in New York City Zoo, all of the gorillas have anemia. All of the gorillas have diabetes. So now what's your question? Crumb, how come they got diabetes in the New York City Zoo, but they don't got diabetes and anemia in Africa? Because what did Dr. Sebi tell you? You can't take a polar bear and put him in Africa, just like you can't take a gorilla and put him in Antarctica. Of course you're going to say, if a gorilla living in Antarctica is complaining of being cold, you can't diagnose him with anemia. Oh, you just got a low blood count. No, I don't have no low blood count. I'm supposed to be in a tropical area. Family. You a reptilian. You don't have anemia. You're supposed to be in a hot climate. I got a low blood count. I'm cold. I bet your ass wouldn't be cold in Africa. I bet your ass wouldn't be cold in Trinidad. Venezuela. You only cold because you outside of your environment. In between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn. Go look that up. Only reason you think you have anemia is because these people have convinced you that New York is your home. that gorilla talking about, I'm a New Yorker. Magilla Gorilla, if you don't get your ass back in the traffic with your diabetic ass. All right, so why are you a reptilian, family? You ever heard of the word gleek? Well, gleeking is a type of spitting that usually occurs while yawning, almost identical to a spitting cobra. You gleek just like a goddamn cobra, family. Are you following me out there in the blogosphere? Your ass gleeking like a cobra. A spitting cobra gleeks. A spitting cobra gleeks. If you eat, like, let's say some super sour candy, you might gleek on accident. Moving on. Tupac Shakur. Does anybody remember Tupac Shakur? Now, listen, family. If your ass is 15, if your ass is 20, and you plugged in right now, I want to say salute. But I'm going to tell you, once I go into this one, I guarantee I'm about to start smelling breast milk on somebody, bro. I'm about to start smelling Similac on somebody, bro. All you young cats who don't know about Tupac Shakur, Tupac back. Now, you know Tupac is not a random-ass name. Tupac is, you're like, damn, Tupac, where did he get that name from? Let me help you out, family. His name is Tupac Amaru Shakur. The rapper, if you 19, if you 15, if you 20, 25, you may not know what I'm talking about. Young blood may not know what I'm talking about. You got to be from the old school, family, to know what I'm talking about. Tupac Amaru Shakur. So, now, keep in mind, all the old people on the line, keep in mind, when Tupac had his rap group, they all had names like him. All the people in his group. I was watching Vlad one time, and one person in his group said Tupac wanted him, he's going to be Noble Joe Ali, but he said no. But, you know, they had names like famous revolutionaries from history. That's where and Tupac's mother started this trend. That's where you get CNN, Capone and Noriega, or Scarface down in Texas from Rap-A-Lot. You know, all these people who are rappers being named after famous people from back in the day. Amaru was an Incan emperor that led the uprising against the Spanish in Peru. This is who Tupac Shakur was named after. An aboriginal, ontogenous, American, melanated, indigenous, copper-colored revolutionary from the 16th century, family. So now, why is this important? What does it have to do with being a reptilian? Tupac Amaru, it literally translates Indian tribe. It means shining serpent, thankful to God. The shining serpent that is thankful to God. Tupac means shining serpent. Amaru means thankful to God. All eyes on me. Huh? Oh, you Tupac fans. You know what, family? I was talking to a so-called Biggie fan. I love Biggie. I said, what did you think about his song? It's Bone and Biggie. And then Dangerous. Can't you get banged up? Straight up. They didn't know what I was talking about. How the hell you a Biggie fan and you didn't do that? How the hell you a Tupac fan? Bitch, you a bandwagon ass
lately seen. You are, I like whatever's playing on the radio scene. Tupac means shining serpent. Huh? Anybody out there in the blogosphere? Is anybody out there?
All right, you know what? I'm over it. Moving on. Fuck it. Fuck it, family. Let's talk about Christianity. Let's talk about Christianity, and then we can figure out why your ass is a reptilian. Family, did you know Jesus was a reptilian? Huh? Crumb losing his religion. Crumb, how could you say that? How could you say that?
Was Jesus the reptilian?
So now, there's a word for all you bandwagon Christians, for all you I don't read my Bible Christians, for all you only go to church on Easter Sunday Christians. You know who you are. You a diet Christian. You a Christian light. You ever have Bud Light? Christian light. Come on, somebody. I know you know what I'm talking about. You're as high as a giant, but soon as somebody talk about how Jesus the reptilian, now your ass want to get all Christian on it. Don't get all Christian on your ass.
So here we go, family.
You ever heard of the Nehushtan? I'm sorry, or the Nehushtan. In the biblical books of Kings, 2 Kings, verse 4, the Nehushtan, or the Nehushtan, is the derogatory name given to the bronze serpent on a pole first described in the book of Numbers, which God told Moses to erect so that the Israelites who saw it would be protected from dying from the bites of fiery serpents, which God had sent, punish them for speaking against God and Moses. That's Numbers chapter 20, verse 21, verses 4 through 9. So in Kings, King Hezekiah institutes an iconoclastic. And this reform, which is a reform that requires the destruction of the brazen serpent that Moses had made. For unto those days, the children of Israel did burn incense to it, and it was called Nehushtan. The term means a brazen thing, a mere piece of brass. So you'd be like, Crumb, you reaching, I don't see how that means Jesus was a serpent. I don't see how Jesus was a reptilian. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Come on, family. Come on, family. Because I'm feeling the Holy Ghost in this bitch right now. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost in this bitch right now. So, Crumb, what you saying, brother? Just as Moses lifted up that serpent on a cross, this was the first metaphoric, the Son of Man will be lifted up on a cross. The first representation of Jesus on the cross was a reptile on the cross. The first Savior put on a goddamn cross was a reptilian. Anybody out there in the blogosphere?
Hold on, family. I'm 30 minutes into it. I got to check with my brother real quick. Because we 30 minutes into it. And if you want to bring somebody on, if there's a caller, if somebody want to chime in, I want to make sure to give them the opportunity. Hold on, family.
I gotta throw some information out there. Okay, my apologies. The person who was on hold hung up, and I wanna say this really quickly, family, really quickly, and then I'm gonna get back to it. Oh no, they back. Okay, before I bring you on the line, caller, I wanna say that this is Blog Talk Radio. This is from the 267 area code. This is from the 267 area code. If you...
Well, okay, I'll let you shout out where you are at. But I just want to let you know that this is Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your brother, Crumb. And the mics are now open. If you want to call in, the number is 929-477-3423. All you got to do is press 1. All right, so I'm ready for that first call. I'm ready for the first call.
Let me put my speakerphone on. Bear with me, family. Bear with me. Let me try. Hello?
Okay. All right, hold on, family.
We're going to move on. But if you do want to call in, the number is 929. 477-3423. If you believe you are or are not, or, you know, whatever your position is, please be encouraged to call in. I'm sorry, we have somebody from the 708. Go ahead.
The 708, go ahead.
Peace, Brother Crumb.
Peace and love to the family. All right, so let me just see. Tasmaniac, who is this on the line?
The one and only.
Tasmaniac. All right, brother, where you calling from?
Chicago, Illinois.
Peace and love to Chicago in the house. I'm so glad to have you on, brother. Where are you at with this? Are you spooky? Are you scared? You know, have you learned something? Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I'm pretty interested. There's a lot of things that I've researched myself in regards about the subject. I was wondering your perspective in regards about it, mainly with Kundalini and energy, which is, from my perspective, a secretion that happens within us. And it also travels in through our spinal cord, which is in the shape of a snake.
Teach, brother. Brother, my blood. I didn't take my blood pressure pill today. My apologies. So I'm getting a little amped up. I don't know if that's my blood pressure or my Kundalini, but some shit is coming up. It's like a fire in my bones. But let me confirm that. Brother, you are right and exact. And let me add value to that real quick before I pass the mic back to you, because I see clearly you're an educated brother. We got the brother Tasmaniac on the line. And before I do add value, brother, you know, being that you're so, you know, keen, where are you at on the internet? Are you on YouTube? Are you on YouTube, brother?
Yeah, I'm right in front of the computer.
No. What's your channel on YouTube? I need to know where the people can find you.
My
at.
YouTube channel, yes, correct. You guys could follow me on YouTube. You could find me under Sergio Campos. That's SergioCampos. Right underneath it, you will find my nickname, which is Tasmaniac. I have very large amount of videos in there that you could view with. I also have a plethora of knowledge that I've also translated from Brother Crumb as well as to Spanish for the Latin community out there. If they are interested, there is plenty of videos in there that you could view, as well as English videos that I've made myself that from different types of subjects that that I try to show the family in regards about.
Now, I'm going to address the Kundalini in just 2 seconds, but, you know, you talked about, you know, the Spanish and Latino community. So in terms of the reptilian, is there a reptilian god when we dealing with, you know, because we got to go back in the day. We got to go back in the day because all of our, you know, my people were indoctrinated with, you know, with our Christianity. Your people have been indoctrinated more so with Catholicism. So before, you know, the Catholicism came into play, when you guys were in so-called Latin America, you know, underneath the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Olmecs, the Toltecs, in that region, was there a reptilian god there?
It is very curious that you would ask that because the difference between sides of the world is not much difference in between them aside from the name. It really doesn't matter what part of the world you reach out to. It's pretty much the same story with different names. Now, we're talking about Latin America, and when we're talking about Latin America, we're speaking in regards about the Mayans, the Incas, and plenty of other tribes that we had all among Central and South America, Mexico as well. Mexico is considered part of North America, but we're gonna speak just in regards about those. Me personally, I was naturally born in Guatemala City, which is a Mayan city. We have Tikal over there, which is one of the biggest Mayan cities. That there is with the pyramids over there. I visited them plenty of times. And I could tell you that Nahuatl is the language of the people over there. And they do have a certain reptilian god.
Do you know the serpent, reptilian god's name?
That is what I'm searching for you right now so I could give you the...
Is it Quetzalcoatl?
If you go into the northern part of Mexico, that's what it is. The further down you go, the further south you go, it begins to change. Now, our feathered serpent, as we call it, it was a representation of something half serpent or half dragon. All right. It was capable of flying, according to the myth, and it comes in with the whole story of if you are aware if you have heard of the story of Quetzalcoatl.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Quetzalcoatl comes from the word Quetzal, which is the national bird of Guatemala City. And that bird itself is known to have died upon the chest of the king serpent, which was Tacun Uman, which was a melanated warrior king of the Mayan tribes, one of the very last ones. And upon his death, the bird landed on his chest. And that's how the bird has a red chest to this day. And that's what the story says in regards about that. from there, we know he acquired all his knowledge from a serpent god that came from the skies and gave him the knowledge of how to make the nation greater.
Now, I know we're going to get into Kundalini. I promised I was going to address that, but you kind of got me somewhere else. A serpent who brings knowledge. Brother, does that kind of remind you of the Genesis story?
Yes, it does.
when the serpent came, the serpent brought knowledge and wisdom. Now when we're dealing with, finally, you know, now that I've gone all around the world, I will address the Kundalini platform that you called in initially and spoke about. When we're dealing with Kundalini, we're dealing with an energy that's going up the spine, as you said earlier. And its final destination, so to speak, is the brain. So now, when we're dealing with this deity, just like Quetzalcoatl, because I know the name changes the further south you go.
Correct.
In ancient Egypt, or what we call Kemet, this winged serpent or a dragon, if you want to say, was called Wajet. And Wajet was one of the original deities of ancient Kemet or Egypt. And the pharaoh of the time would wear a uraeus. Now, when we're dealing with the word uraeus, the uraeus is a female king cobra on the head or the crown of the leadership of the people. And this symbol was iconic for knowledge and wisdom. Just like
Correct.
In South America and Central America, just like in the Bible. We are the wise people. When I say we are the reptilians, a part of that is right and exact in terms of being literal, and another part of that is symbolic. It's dealing with the mythology. The only place the serpent has been demonized is within our current ideology. Because even when you're dealing with the Bible, a lot of people in church they're gonna bring snakes inside the church and say that, hey, if you believe, you let the snake eat you, and you will die. I'm not saying
Correct.
That's right and exact, or you should do that or nothing like that, but it's called serpent handling as a sign of faith. Now, when we get to West Virginia and beyond, picking up snakes is a demonstration of one's faith in God. If I could just add a little more body to that, then these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, cast out devils. Thou shalt speak with new tongues. Thou shalt take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. New Testament, the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 17 through 18. And if I can say one more thing before I pass you back the mic. It says in the Bible, be as innocent as a dove, or gentle as a dove, as wise as a serpent. So here we are dealing with Quetzalcoatl, wisdom, Uraeus, wisdom. In Genesis, there's a serpent who brought the knowledge of good and evil. And then the Bible's talking about be as wise as a serpent.
Facts.
Brother, I got to let you go, but if you got anything else to say, please say it now.
Yeah, I just wanted to make one quick reference just to make an enforcement to your point, and maybe you might want to make reference as I leave. Thank you for the time, and thank you for providing the information you do, and thank you again for the platform that allowed you to present this information. Just to let you, to throw some information out there, St. Patrick's, which is a Catholic person that is very well known for getting rid of every single serpent that was to exist in from the Twa tribe, and which are originally it's a presentation that I did for Halloween, but I'll let you go. I'll let you get back to the presentation and further calls, and maybe you could elaborate on that for us. Have a great, time.
Brother, I just want to let you know my producers have just reached out to me from Enhancing Awareness Radio. The producers of Enhancing Awareness Radio, have reached out to me, and they said, I like this brother. I like this brother. We want his shit, Crumb. Okay, well, you heard it first, family. Producers from Enhancing Awareness Radio, Blog Talk Radio, have sublime gods have given you their blessing, Tasmaniac. If you could give us your YouTube channel one more time, please.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate that. It's completely an honor, and I try to bring forth, you know, as much knowledge as I can, and not to throw any extras out there, but, you know, a lot of my knowledge does come from stuff that I've learned from you, so I give a lot of the credit to you as well.
Well, I will not accept that, brother, but I appreciate that. Brother, you are a smart brother. Before I met you, I was just one of the people that, you know, gave you my ear. I know, you know, a lot of times we were dealing with prophets, everybody shines them, don't nobody want to hear the truth. I was just one of the people that was able to listen, and you just did your own thing. You were like Michael Jackson. They put your ass on the stage and you started dancing. You know, that was all you, brother. Joe Jackson ain't had nothing to do with that.
I appreciate that.
But no, I greatly appreciate that, brother. We definitely want to have you on again. Thank you so much. And that is on YouTube, Sergio Campos. Compost, Tasmaniac. That's your YouTube channel. And Sergio Compost is also your name on Facebook. Is that correct?
On Facebook, correct. Yes, you can follow me on Facebook and YouTube.
Okay, I will be passing your information on to the producers. They do like you, and I want to thank you for coming on. Appreciate you calling in. Love you, brother. Peace.
Love you. I'm looking forward to it. Peace.
All right, family, that was a grateful and very knowledgeable caller who came in. And you know, one of the things he spoke about before he gracefully bowed out was St. Patrick. Now, we know St. Patrick, he became he gained sainthood. Now, this is what's important, family. Hold on. Let me put myself on speaker. I don't know if my voice or the decibels have changed. But this is what's so special about St. Patrick. St. Patrick from Ireland. But here's the problem, family. Snakes are not indigenous to Ireland. So when they say he kicked out all the snakes from Ireland, he was talking about a people, the Twa people. That's why I do not call Tamahoo people European. We are the original Europeans. We are the original people who inhabited Europe. So the Twa people were the original inhabitants of Europe, and they practiced metallurgy, and they dealt with herbs. This is where you get the idea of four-leaf clovers from, and they grew no taller than 5'5" at max. I think 5'5" would be tall for them. 5 foot. This is where the idea of leprechauns come from, and they had a god, and their god was a serpent, a rainbow serpent. This is where you get at the end of a rainbow, you're going to find a pot of gold and a leprechaun. The rainbow was a rainbow serpent. So when you see the rainbow in the sky, that was a serpent, according to the pantheon of the Twa people. So when St. Patrick came, he kicked out all the Twa people, and because he, you know, and when I say kicked out, I mean he killed them. He killed them. And the Twa's biggest fans were the Druids. The Druids were white people who were raised under the so-called white people who sought tutelage from the Twa people. And he killed all the Druids, and he killed all the Twa people. And for his merciless, brutifying killing spree, that gained him sainthood. And we celebrate just like we do with just like we do with Thanksgiving, just like we do with Columbus Day. We're celebrating straight, cold-blooded killers who have a profession in genocide. Okay, family? I want to, you know, we got less than 10 minutes to go before I have to gracefully bow out myself. I just want to give a shout out to everybody who was listening. I want to give a shout, brothers and sisters, I didn't even get a quarter of the way through what I had for you for tonight. I didn't even get a quarter of a way through it. But I'm not the type to beat a dead horse. I want to talk about something else the next time I have the opportunity to grace the platform. So every time you listen to Crumb, I'm coming with something else for your ass. Every time you listen to Crumb, I'm coming with something. Oh, hold on. Those are the blog gods, the gods of the blogging atmosphere, the gods of the blog universe have reached out to me. They said I've done a good job, and it was an awesome show. And I want to say I appreciate Enhancing Awareness Radio for having me on, for giving me an hour to say my piece. I am your brother Crumb. I'm your humble brother. If you want to know who I am, I'm the brother who don't sugarcoat shit. I don't put lipstick on pigs. I hold no punches. I'm the preacher who drunk in the goddamn pulpit. Holy Ghost fire. Drunk in the pulpit. Now, no, I don't drink and I don't smoke and nothing like that, but I wanted to say, you know, to just give you an idea of who I am. I am your brother Crumb. You can catch me on Facebook. Simply, Crumb Snatcher. You can catch me on Instagram. My IG handle, Crumb_Snatcher_. You can also catch me on YouTube. Simply, Crumb Snatcher. You can even email me if you want to, family. CrumbSnatcher908, the numbers 908, @gmail.com. I am also selling shirts. I am not a master teacher. Life is the master teacher. I am a master student. So if you want to purchase a shirt from me, please email me, crumbsnatcher908@gmail.com. They are master student t-shirt. I designed it myself. So I have about 2 minutes before I have to get out of here. I just want to give, well, 1 minute now. I just want to give another shout out to the blog gods, the producers, the people who have made this possible, blogtalkradio.com, Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing Awareness Radio, I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity. I want to say I appreciate you, and I love you for everything you've done for me, and I do wish to be back on the platform again. So if the gods of the blogosphere will allow me to do this again, I will be most humble. I wanted to see if I can go out by playing my song. By playing my song, it's called John Hanson. This song was produced by Super K, and it is me and the mother of my child on the hook. So, you know, the whole family on this bitch, Jackson 5 style. And, you know, with that said, I would like for you guys to listen to my song as we end this segment. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Peace.
I mean, everything we see is a false reality. It's like Big Brother, The Matrix, whatever you want to call it. While we're watching each other, they're watching us all the time.
I was born both feet in the dirt, a grounded vegan who eat from the earth. I be watching men turn them from slaves, but up to make George Washington turn in his grave. Fuck a rat race and master, saying run faster. It's over, I'm a cobra, call me Crumb Snatcher. Or call me an old soul and a young rapper. A rapture, book of light, new chapter. I'm God eternal, God. The devil's infernal. Devil. A nightmare in Dr. King's dream journal. Change gon' come, yes, Crumb was listening. This is discipline, a conscious community christening. Some days I sun gaze and watch time tick. Soul surf the whole earth and I rhyme stick. Reverse the whole curse, Jedi mind trick. As quick as a mouse click, I zoom on a broomstick. Moonlit, occult messages I'm in tune with. Gnostic, apostle, ghetto prophet. Akashic, time traveler in a rocket. John Hanson in the cockpit, my talk toxic.
I'm a wasted, sleeping giant. We gon' change things, tell past the four times that we don't play games.
We be on that five and shit, John Hanson. We be on that mob and shit, John Hanson.
This the age of Aquarius, that's a game change. Give them back they got any slave name.
We be on that five and shit, John Hanson. We be on that mob and shit, John Hanson.
My gospel is like a Taliban hostile. Persona, like a virgin in a brothel. An atheist Madonna, urban Pentecostal. Colossal, runaway rap, unlawful. I'm the new Nas, it's the new ether.
Their eyes was watching the Orisha, my root Yoruba, Babalao Aifa, who eats like 50 and pass a peace pipe. I speak like Iron Mike in a street fight. The ancestors pass me they passion, everlasting, encouragement to take action. This is soundtrack for an assassin, a Negro spiritual satisfaction. Doctorate, the opposite of a distraction. I focus, it's hocus pocus, hip hop hypnosis with that ferocious. John Hanson, that was truly potent. Pork chop that we don't play games. We be on that mob and shit. John Hanson. We be on that mob and shit. John Hanson. This the age of Aquarius. That's a game change. Give them back they got and they claim names. We be on that mob and shit. John Hanson. We be